The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is a weekly habit for some people. It is a daily habit for other people. It is an hourly habit for some who find the time to listen to 5 or 6 hours of us conversing every day. Can you imagine? Well, they do it in tandem with other things going on in their lives, and that's a good thing. We want lots of things going on in your life, and hopefully they are all good. We're here to talk about a lot of good things that are going on in the world and some not so good. Hopefully we can fix the things that are not so good. I'm here with my friends on the Good Day program, Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. The poll yesterday we posted at DougStephan.com has to do with a little something or other that's going on tomorrow. Just a little something or other called pay your taxes. Ooh. How many people here have paid their... You don't have to have the tax form in. You just have to have your dough in to their hands by midnight tomorrow, or they will tax you on top of your taxes. You'll pay more taxes, fines,
we
fees.
We haven't even filed our 2014s yet.
Congratulations, Roberta Fasanelli. It's here for her.
Hey! The IRS. You know what the IRS did, those people?
Yes, what did they do? Yes,
they for anybody that has any real estate investments, they're now for, and you've done any improvements on them, any type of construction or renovations or anything like that.
Yeah.
This is the only year where you can go back 10 years and reclassify all of the improvements or renovations that you've done, that you've filed on your tax returns, because the IRS has now imposed new laws and new rules and regulations, which are retroactive to about 10 years.
Who
even keeps their records for 10 years?
7 years, you keep your records 7 years, that's it. So you can't go back. There would be a class action lawsuit.
And they know it's an impossibility. They say that they reserve the right to go back and now audit your return and find out if you complied with the regulations.
Yeah, it's time for a new government, form of government. We're enough.
That's outrageous.
Of course it's outrageous.
We're going to change the rules from 7 years ago.
Right, retroactive.
Yeah.
You have to go back and redo your taxes.
So why would you then, this is curious to me, because it's what I've always thought was the quandary with Roberta, why would you then want to vote for a presidential candidate that's going to complicate that tax system even more?
Actually, he wants to simplify the tax system.
Yeah,
right. But he's going to
take a lot of money from people like you so he can give it to people who don't have
anything. Larger corporations rather than small business.
No. He's not going to do either because it won't pass Congress. But anyway, it's a lot of huffing and puffing.
I think we need to put the Gone Fishing shingle up on the door of the IRS. Time to go.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
10% flat tax across the board.
Yep.
Anybody making over $40,000, $50,000 a year. That's it. Flat tax.
I think the sales tax. Richie and I like
no
the sales tax better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no deductions for corporations, 10%.
Yeah. Okay.
I like both. I tend to like the sales tax better, too, but I've heard it's going to be harder. It would be easier to pass the sales tax because they'd have to do a lot of shifting to get a flat tax through. Mm-hmm. But, man, wouldn't it be nice either way?
A lot of control over what you do.
But a sales tax, really affects the economically disadvantaged.
Why?
It affects everyone.
Spend money. I hear that specious argument. You listen to that same bunkum from people. You don't even know what you mean.
For somebody making $20,000, $30,000 a year to pay 10%, let's say, sales tax on something, that's a big hit.
Why?
That's a big hit.
So you don't spend the money. You have a discretionary spending pool you spend money on. You don't spend money.
Like food,
you don't need a new car.
Spending? Clothing,
you don't tax food, you don't tax clothing under
some
the plan.
Some places do.
No, well, that isn't the way the federal law would work. That isn't, it would never get through if it taxed food. It's not about tax.
Local laws do, though, because Fairfax County here in Virginia, they are trying to pass a restaurant food tax.
Oh, yep. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
By the way, my pal Kyle Bailey, good Doug. Kyle Bailey at KQEN says that, and I thought about this after the fact, because of the 15th, the calendar business. Monday the 18th is the deadline this year for your taxes.
Thank goodness, because I'm just dropping mine off today.
Yeah.
It's really funny when you can't drive how at the mercy of everyone's life you are. Yeah. So I have not been able to get my taxes done.
I've actually had mine done. This is the first year. I got them done about a month ago and had all
good
the
for
information
you. That
there.
Seems really early for you.
It is. It's usually like October. It isn't, again, the form that's important. They want the money. And then
they
you
want the money.
Fill
right.
in the form to sort of satisfy their curiosity as to how you came up with that number. Anyway.
And the irony is that if you go on to extension, like we always go on to extension, you have to pay what you think you may owe and then some. So essentially, you're giving the IRS a free loan.
Of course you are.
Essentially.
They never pay taxes. All the money they take, if you pay quarterly, like most of us do, or independent, self-employed, they've had that money all year long. They haven't given you a nickel for it.
And just the regular worker, if you're getting taxes taken out of your paycheck from day to day or week
so
to week.
So why do we, you know, we're back to the reason people are so upset
loan.
With the government. Why do we put up with this? If this is a representative government, why do we put up with this stuff?
And yet, if you're a day late with your taxes,
I ask
you
the question, why do we put up with this?
My very smart friend Rich McFadden used to say, and still probably does, if we actually had to write a check out every week out of our paycheck to pay the IRS, the
look at your stub.
And Roberta does.
Yeah.
And
Doug
does.
She
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Look at your pay stub.
And I challenge everybody listening, look at your pay stub every single week, every single month, whatever it is, however you get it, and look at the amount of money that gets taken, because that's the thing. You get a check, you deposit it, you don't look at what's being taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. It will irk you to no end, and you will do something about it.
Hmm.
And did you know if you're self-employed, you have to pay both parts of Social Security, the half that your employer normally pays and the half that you pay. So right off the bat, before you even start, it's 16.5% that you're paying out to Social Security. Before you even start doing anything else.
Right.
City tax, local tax, state tax, federal tax.
Look at the telephone bill.
Bang.
Yeah, look at telephone bills.
Social Security that you're probably never going to see or it's not going to be able to support you anyway. If you took that 16.5% out of your paycheck and invested in it, you probably make 10 times more money than Social Security.
Well, there was a proposal. Didn't Romney have a proposal or one of them to change or eliminate the requirement and have you do what you wanted to do with your money if you can manage it? And the government shot it down because they didn't trust people would be able to.
It would bankrupt the Social Security system.
Nobody's going to touch it. It's third rail.
And what gets me is that the first word in Social Security is social. It's a social program.
Right. We're a socialist
country. Hello, people. Open your eyes.
Bernie Sanders is
the
one
that
Bernie
supporter.
Sanders is president.
Medicare, what is that? It's a social program.
Right,
a socialist program.
Everybody needs
whoa.
It.
All right. Here are these golden horses that nobody dare touch.
Man, I don't get how she's a socialist. I don't get that.
I'm sending a tranquilizer to Roberta. This is a mental
tranquilizer. Don't get me started on this.
As anti-tax as you are and as pro-business as you are, I don't get how you support Sanders. It's so funny.
Anyway. So I only asked the question, and look, it's taking me 10 minutes to get here. What are the options and how did they do in our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com? How are you doing on your taxes was the question. 39% said, already spent my return. Really? 21% said, what's the rush? I have a week. 20% already sent in my payment. That you had better do. 7% said, almost finished. 6% said, waiting for my return. from my Stuart Brooks sort of person, my CPA. 5% said I just started doing mine. 3% said I'm about halfway finished. So it's always good to have a refreshing point of view on this issue and other issues of the day. California weighs changing a state statute up next regarding Bill Cosby, or he's the motivation behind it. We'll find out story behind the story next year on Good Day.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
All right, so Jen, there is a story out of California today that suggests a bill prompted, at least in part, by the prosecutor's difficulty in pursuing assault charges against Bill Cosby, went through the first legislative hurdle yesterday, passed a committee that rejected efforts to allow prosecution for crimes that victims say happened a long time ago. That's what they said before. The bill would eliminate the state's 10-year statute of limitations on rape and molestation charges. So where do you think this is going?
I think this is tough. As much as, you know, look, I'd love to get all the bad guys as much as possible, but especially with charges like rape and molestation where the evidence is very circumstantial and the stuff that they used to try to get evidence that was kind of antiquated 10 years ago, I don't know how much luck they're going to have in prosecuting these cases.
I would have been interested in being at the hearing yesterday. Gloria Allred, who's representing 30 of the people who have accused
Cosby. You know she's just going bananas.
She was
like
there. She was the person. Basically, she was the one who testified to get the law passed.
Look, I understand why they do. I just don't know how. I mean, and even if they move the statute of limitations, so I don't know how successful you would be prosecuting someone if they couldn't. I mean, they didn't do the same things they do today 10, 15 years ago for those types of things.
Yeah. Apparently, they've done the same thing in New Jersey, and I'm not sure why there is. I mean, it should be something. If it's valuable enough to be done in California, ought it not to be done everywhere? Under the circumstances, yes or no?
It's worth the argument, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All right, no arguments here, though. We don't like arguments. Like, everybody get along. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. I've got my sweater on. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm going to get my tennis
shoes
on.
Give your vest on yet?
Yeah, I'm off that. 21 after on Good Day.
Novice investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Quiz Roberta. She probably wasn't listening to us talk about what was coming up. So, Roberta, who's this?
Singing.
Is it Sharon Blythe?
25 cents.
Up it by a quarter.
All right, so she's paying attention, Richie. This is 50 Cent trying to make a deal with the bankruptcy judge this week, offering to pay his creditors $23 million over the next 5 years. He's the one that went to Mark Zuckerberg and said, please loan me $100 million.
That was Kanye West, actually.
Oh, I thought it was 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fitty's not as big of a jerk as Kanye.
Oh. He presented the judge yesterday his plan for paying off his creditors. He owes $23 million. He says he'll settle it if they let him by 2021. That is, let's see, Sleek Audio gets 17.3, SunTrust Bank 4.9, and $6 million to Lastonia Leviston, who is the victim of a posting of a sexually explicit video of her with him. Is it with him, or just he put it up there? She sued him. Which is it? Do you know, Jen? I asked you.
I don't think he was the one that posted it, no.
No.
I think she
is Karen
definitely got the pants sued off of him.
Say that. He got her pants off, or she got his pants off?
No, she sued the pants off of him.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't understand the interpretation there. So, what's this? He's all been around pictures with his piles of $100 bills.
Right.
And the judge explained that you better tell us where you got this money. He says it was prop money.
I loaned it just for a selfie. Come on.
What a dip. I've actually heard that he's a pretty good guy, frankly.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times people get really famous really fast, like he did, and they get all this money, and they just start going crazy. And then they have a lot of people who hang around them who suck out that money, too. And it's like all of a sudden, you think all the money that you could never be without is suddenly gone. I mean, that amount of money, I don't think most normal people compute. And so when normal people get famous, they're like, whoa, how could I possibly have spent X amount
like
of
winning
billion?
The lottery. It's the same principle as winning the lottery. Yeah, right. Okay, so that's the story of 50 Cent now. Another story. A little more musically in my taste. There are three important music stories today. The 50 Cent story, the Led Zeppelin story that you've probably heard until you're tired of hearing it. They're in court over the origins of Stairway to Heaven. So what's this story, Richie?
Well, Bono was testifying in a Senate subcommittee yesterday and during a wide range of
discussions. Why is he doing that? He's not even an American.
What's that?
He's not an American, so why is he testifying?
Because he has these organizations that helps relieve debt for countries around the world, so he's testified many times in front of Congress and has been very effective at it in relieving some of the debt of some of these poor countries to help them kind of regain their footing. So yesterday he's in there talking about some of the Middle East countries and the refugee crisis, and he suggested that maybe one way to fight ISIS is to kill them with comedy, make them laugh. And that we should send Amy Schumer, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Chris Rock in there to help lighten these guys up. And he says, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I'm suggesting to the Senate that you send in Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, and Sacha Baron Cohen. And this isn't the first time somebody has suggested this. Apparently, Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire, has said one of the things we're looking at in fighting violence in our state is using comedy. So what do you think?
Good idea.
I think it works for people who don't hate people that laugh. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to be the first guy to go in front of an ISIS crowd and tell a joke. I mean,
or first girl. What do you think?
Yeah, that's even worse.
Right.
No, I think you should go as Borat.
That would be
That'll
funny.
Go over well.
The dictator?
Yeah, that would be. We should take the over under 5 seconds, 3 seconds. Like, how long does that last?
Time's up. 28 after here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Today's Good Day program on this good day.
On this good day.
Or any good day. Happy to have you along. The 13th of April is upon us. And guess who's here with me? My friends, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and you, all of you here, to absorb all of the things that we have to say, what we're thinking. I'm looking at the trending box at DougStephan.com at the moment. The story from former Senator Bob Graham, who was the chair of the 9/11 Commission, says declassify the rest of the documents, the 28 pages, so we can see how bad the Saudis are. Meanwhile, the Saudis say, bring it on. We want you to release that information so we can have a discussion about our involvement or lack thereof. Let's release those documents. I don't feel like we have to be treated like children. Why wouldn't you want... The only reason that they were covered up anyway was because of the Bush family. George Bush didn't want to release them because, they have their family in through the Carlyle Group. Lots of business dealings with the Saudis. So we don't want to make them look bad or feel bad. But why has it taken 8 years? George Bush been out for 8 years. How come it's taken them all this time to declassify these documents? Another item trending at Good Day.
Before you go away, while we're talking about declassifying,
yes.
Can I derail you?
Yes, you may.
Okay, so it's really clear that I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan. Obviously,
yes,
not going to vote for her, not support her. But I have a silver lining for anybody who is not a Hillary Clinton fan if she becomes president. Did you hear? Did you hear what she's going to do?
No, I haven't heard.
She's going to declassify the Area 51 stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, her husband.
Ooh.
Husband's
isn't
fascinating.
That cool?
Well, that's all.
That's
there's
wild.
Been a lot of that conversation about him and her and the aliens and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Maybe they're aliens. Maybe that's why. Maybe. We never
that
know.
It,
no, but
yes.
Her spokesperson said that he trusts that the American people can handle this. He can handle the happenings in New Mexico.
Yes.
And I'm all for it. I want to know.
Right.
Let's go.
All right. Let's see. What else is trending at DougStephan.com? Park out of it. More on the Zika virus. Man, I'm back and forth, up and down about this. The news media is scaring the hell out of our poll today at DougStephan.com is about this. The media scaring everybody. Ron Hoffman, one of the doctors on the program, says there is something to it. But the question remains, why are we spending almost $2 billion to fight it? And, of course, how much money is going to be made by the first drug company that comes up with a shot that will make you immune from getting Zika? Richie said yesterday that there were these little wristbands you could buy for $10. Dr. Hoffman didn't think that was such a great idea.
Right. He said you shouldn't spray DEET all over your body, and that's not what you do with these. These wristbands are citronella wristbands.
Ah, those are much better.
Yeah,
they are.
Go to Amazon and you buy 20 of them for $14, right, and you wear one on each wrist while you're gone. That's what I'm going to do when I get to Columbia.
Why don't you use them as a present? Send me some so I can use them on the farm this summer.
I'll order you some.
How's that?
Amazon.com.
Nothing to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What do you worry about?
I got bitten by a mosquito on my butt once. It was really...
Let me tell you something. The citronella...
How does it get through the corduroys?
Why do you keep moving on before I'm done?
Oh, excuse me, please. Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead.
What is your problem? I have a stupid, unrelatable story to tell you.
Please.
So I'm actually worried. I have Zika right now. I have three bites on three fingers.
Really?
And the only thing, and they haven't gone away. I can't decide if they might be spider bites. I have.
They're spider bites.
You're going to be so proud of me. I have a container garden.
Yeah.
Growing right now, and so I was out planting some stuff.
You know what? Here's what I want to do. Well, this weekend, I'm coming to your house. I haven't been to your house for a long time.
You should come visit me.
I want to see what's going on at your house.
I wouldn't invite him to your house. Every Monday after he comes to your house over the weekend, he's like, oh, Jennifer lives in the hood.
I know.
No, I would say that. No, I'll come over.
Did you look at my fun? I've got corn, I have peppers, herbs, I have all kinds of fun stuff.
I'm not sure whether I have Saturday or Sunday time.
It would have to be Sunday for me.
Sunday,
but,
okay.
Anyway, so I was tinkering around the yard. Now I have these three bites. Maybe it's Zika, guys. Oh, no.
No, it's not Zika.
I would know, right?
No.
I know.
When's the last time you were bitten by any mosquito in California? Or saw a fly in California.
Oh, I just saw a fly yesterday.
I haven't seen it. I've been
flying
going to California for 23 winters. I've spent 23 winters in California. I've never seen a fly.
I worry is that I told you my neighbors, because I do live in an interesting, eclectic neighborhood.
A fly-infested zone.
I live in an eclectic neighborhood. And they breed chihuahuas and cockatoos, which this time of year, by the way, makes me want to take out my gun and go shoot into the air to get them to be quiet. Anyway, so they breed these things, and one day when I came home from work during the day, there was this mysterious white van in front of their house with the government seal that I didn't recognize, and I looked it up, and it was the department that investigates West Nile virus.
Really?
So it was a little freaky for me because, you know, obviously when you have pets that you're raising, you've got a lot of standing water.
Right. Well, the EPA would be in there regulated, and everything would be fine. All right, so that's what's trending at DougStephan.com. Apart. All right, who's on Facebook? The trends there. Is that
Facebook,
you, Richie?
You know what's trending over on Facebook?
Rich, that's why we're asking you. Yeah. What's trending on
Tony
Facebook?
Tony Tennille. Why are we talking about Tony Tennille?
Tony Tennille.
Yeah, apparently she was on the Today Show yesterday talking about the big divorce between
Daryl Dragon.
Dragon. Yeah. So for some reason, everybody's all interested in that. Kate Hudson and J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans are apparently dating each other. So there was a video posted on that. Drake, Jennifer. Hanging out with Rob Gronkowski from Doug's Patriots and Odell Beckham Jr. from the Giants. And Danny Amendola. And they're apparently hanging out at the rapper's house. Yeah. So there's some pictures there. Amy Schumer is sharing a picture of a kiss with Amber Rose at the MTV Awards.
Lesbian? Amy Schumer a lesbian?
Everybody is when it gets them a little bit of notoriety.
Right, yeah. On Instagram, everybody is.
Get with the program.
And you know what's still trending on Facebook?
No, Richie, what's still trending on Facebook?
The guy who broke into the Five Guys to make himself some burgers.
Yeah, we ought to actually,
it's a really
fantastic
funny video.
Story.
He's like on his cell phone, it's like 2 a.m. and he's making burgers while he's chatting with some friends.
Yeah, right. There was, I'm trying to remember what his name was, and that's what I was trying to find here, because I had seen this out of the corner of my eye.
I wonder if they taste the same.
Right. Well, you make
when you go
in, they make
self-serve. Uh-huh. They have good burgers.
Might be better, you know.
All right, Jen, what's trending on Facebook, on Twitter?
You know, a bunch of people that I didn't know, so I did a little research. Sean Parker is trending. Have you heard of Sean?
No.
He is a tech billionaire, and he just announced that he was giving $250 million to cancer centers nationwide, including Manhattan's Memorial Sloan Kettering and Stanford, and he wants to donate the money to work on immunotherapy funding.
Why don't they just go to Canada and use this? The Canadians have developed a sulfur drug that does just that. Why are we having to spend all this? These people are so schnookered by the medical community and the news media. Sulfur drugs up in Canada. Hello. And Mexico, you can get them. Go see Brzezinski in Houston and get treated there. And you have $250 million.
You know, it'd
be nice to have that money to treat people who have cancer that can't afford it to go get the things that fix cancer in Canada and Mexico. That would be a way to spend the $250 million, wouldn't it? That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah, that would help.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, also trending is Jeff Merkley. He is a senator from the state of Oregon, and he is Bernie Sanders' first congressional endorser, apparently. Oh. First senator to endorse Bernie Sanders for president, and he said that the reason he did it is so that his kids, that the outlook for kids in his working-class neighborhood is gloomy, so he's got some support going for Bernie Sanders. That's trending on Twitter right now. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, Dr. Strange is trending on Twitter.
Who's Dr. Strange?
You know, it's a TV series. It's Marvel, or it's a film. Sorry, it's Marvel's Dr. Strange film that hits theaters November 4th, 2016. A new trailer is out featuring Tilda Swinton, which is, remember her, she's kind of that... She's really pretty, but kind of a different-looking actress. She's in the movie. Yeah. And National Grilled Cheese Day was yesterday, but still trending, and Wednesday Wisdom trending.
If Did you eat your grilled cheese yesterday?
I did not. I did love grilled cheese, though.
I had one.
All right.
I had
so how come, what do you have, Roberta? Did you figure out anything that was trending on any site? Or are you still lost?
Well, the New Orleans Saints, the Will Smith story.
Will Smith thing?
Quite a bit.
So what's
apparently
new?
Apparently it seems...
What's new with that?
What's new on
the guy,
they've been releasing videos, you know, they've been scanning video cameras in the area to try to find videos of what happened, and they've released a video prior to the shooting that they believe is Will Smith's car hitting the back of the other car, of the Hummer.
The Hummer, yeah.
Just like a fender bender. You know, the type of thing that in New York people don't even pay attention to. We just drive off because you know there's really no damage. I mean, it's a Mercedes, it's a Hummer. They bump into each other. You know, big deal. No big deal. Well, apparently the Hummer pulls over and the Mercedes goes around the Hummer and speeds off. And that's where the defendant says that he chased after the Mercedes and then crashed
the Mercedes,
his Hummer into the Mercedes.
The shooter is in the Hummer.
Right. Uh-huh. Is in the Hummer, right. So, and apparently they get into an argument and with, you know, each of them saying, well, I've got a gun. Well, I've got a gun, too. And they found loaded weapons in each of the cars, which is no big surprise in New Orleans. I mean,
everybody's got a gun. Have you got a gun?
It is so easy to get a gun. Not yet.
You have a gun?
Not yet. It is so easy.
Fun.
What should she get, Jennifer? Tell her what to get.
Oh, I could see Roberta with a .22 easily. Just pop that thing in her purse, she'd be off and running.
Is that where you carry yours? You carry yours in the glove box?
No, mine's a .45. I have a big girl gun. And
I was going to get a Glock. I've been practicing with a Glock, and I'm pretty good with it.
That's what I wanted a .45 by Glock, but they're really expensive, so I ended up with another one that the... it's made in America, but interestingly enough, some of the Chinese and Vietnamese army use these guns in their fights. Don't know why. It's one of our made in America products. But
they use little girl guns in their fights?
Oh, no. This, I have a .45. I have a big girl gun. Yeah.
Where have I gone wrong here? 44 FDR. Dutch Stephen, good. It is very empowering. The struggle to get a good night's rest. The story of Mike Lindell, who has developed My Pillow, your pillow. I have a My Pillow, and I have never slept so well, felt so rested. My Pillow is a fit for me, and it'll be a fit for you. The kind of sleeper that you are is what you take into consideration. Do you sleep on your back? Roberta, you sleep on your back or your side?
I'm a back sleeper.
How about you, Jen? Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to be a back and a stomach sleeper, but since my eye injury, I can't be anywhere but my side.
Yep. And Richie, you back or side?
Left side.
Left side.
Always.
Right. Yep. My Pillow is the pillow that will be the perfect fit for you, no matter how you sleep, no matter how you move around the bed, no matter how big you are. Doesn't make any difference. The patented My Pillow Fill will adjust to you just the right way, supporting your head, supporting your neck, supporting your back, whatever it is. You want a good night's sleep? Then you need to call 800-874-8985. That's 874-8985 with an 800 in front of it. Buy one MyPillow, and I've figured out how to get these people at MyPillow to give another one to you for your partner free. Yes, as Roberta would say, for free. It's free. Two pillows for the price of one. Do not waste another night tossing and turning around. Call 800-874-8985 and use the code DS. What's that for, Roberta?
I'll help. Deep sleep.
Okay, good.
Oh, very good.
Deep sleep. Your free pillow starts sleeping.
Like that. That was like the Hillary Clinton Bill de Blasio thing.
Exactly.
800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. In Roberta's case, BS, but it probably won't work if you use BS. So use DS. 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Made in America. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids, regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. This weekend only, in-store and online.
All right. I just went to HuffingtonPost.com to see what was trending there. Donald Trump calls the nomination process a scam. No. Really? It's a scam. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. They're both scams because you're not getting your vote. Other items trending, somewhere between 36 and 40,000 Verizon employees are on strike this morning because they weren't getting what they were promised a year ago. Gee, what a shock. Verizon would let their employees down. They do such a good job with their customers. I'm shocked that they are dealing with their employees like that. Paul Ryan says, no.
I don't buy it. Come on, Paul.
It's his favorite word.
It seems to be. Right.
Come on, Paul.
No. There's a story about how the FBI hacked the San Bernardino phone. Did you talk about that on your local program yesterday, Jennifer?
We did not, no.
Really?
We haven't done that yet. We will, though. We'll probably do that today.
They're hiring people off the street. That sounds safe.
They did. Professional hackers. Yeah. One-time fee. All of
right.
Help wanted it.
Yeah.
CIA. Hackers needed.
And funny how quickly that happened, right?
Yeah.
Right. Again, back to your government, we have no faith in. 51 after on Good Day.
We'll hack phones for food.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I mean, you seem to go out of your way to try to make me feel like a complete idiot every time I see you. And you really needn't bother. I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyway.
What a great movie.
So cute.
Wonderful. What an endearing woman she is. She can't seem to get anything going, though, anymore. You notice that Renee Zellweger and Bridget Jones?
Why do you want to work in television?
Because I'm passionately committed to communication with children. They are the future.
Do you have any children of your own?
Oh, no.
You.
That's a great line. That movie. Some people thought these were chick flicks, Jennifer. You think that's true?
They were, yeah. I mean, and, you know, the well-adjusted male would like this, too.
Colin Farrell?
Colin.
John Carroll, not Farrell.
Curry.
Him, too. So isn't there another one in the works? Didn't I see that someplace? Where's Chuck Curry? You didn't find him today or not?
We did not.
Ah, come on, Chuck Curry. What are you doing?
At times like this, continuing with one's life seems impossible. And eating the entire contents of one's fridge seems inevitable.
Very cute.
Cheers.
Jerry Halliwell from movie Bridget Jones' Diaries, Raining Men, which was the number one movie this week in 2001. As we get started with movie moments, movie music here
she was
on
a Spice Girl, you know.
Jerry Halliwell was a Spice Girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yep. So, but what else has Renee Zellweger done that was really good?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, right. She's gone back and forth in her career. I think this is one of the reasons that it may have been hard, although she didn't want to be typecast. She's quite a good range, I would think, in her acting. But she's been sort of
in Chicago too, right? Remember?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. She was cute in Bridget Jones' Diary, and then she got so skinny.
She was really skinny, and then she gained weight just for Bridget Jones. I thought, personally, that she looked better because her face got softer,
she did.
I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm looking at a picture of her on IMDb, and it doesn't look anything like her. I wonder whether she did now, something.
She's had, oh yeah, you mean currently? Yeah, she had something done. I
would
don't know
not
what
recognize this woman as Renee Zellweger.
Right. Yeah. She had something done. Fillers or something.
That's too bad.
But she's got two movies in post-production right now.
Yeah, good.
Look at this. IMDb, she fell off the map after 2010, and then all of a sudden in 2016, there's three movies, and guess what one of those movies is, Doug? Bridget Jones' Baby.
Yeah. See, okay.
Really? Yep. The book, yep.
There you go.
Okay. So I knew that there was something happening. All right. More movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing. The Granger catalog. And Granger.com. Okay. That's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right. Let's turn to the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This is from listener Susan, who is in Florida. She says, a week or so ago, you had the Cookie Monsters commercial with Siri as your video of the day. Have you seen the latest, a bunch of bloopers from the Muppets? So I thought we ought to play this. The audio is good, but you got to see it. Video of the day box at DougStefan.com. Very cute.
We're ready, not yet. Let's roll the camera, whatever you want to say.
Be good. Be ready. Let's take part. Siri, go in there.
Hey, Cookie Monster.
You know me. You know me. Me gonna give you a cookie, Siri. Who's saying that? Was that Siri? Is it ready yet? How about now? How about now? How about now? How about now? How about now?
What is this?
How about now?
This is them filming it. I guess I'm getting out of it. And I just was going to go over there and look at it myself. But see, the blooper are lots of fun. Anyway, I always love it when the people producing a movie are smart enough to put some of these things in. Like when they did all the Bandit movies at the end.
The Smoking the Bandit, yeah.
Oh, they're hilarious outtakes from those movies. It's just very cool. Lots of entertainment there, sometimes more than in the movie itself. All right, so we've covered that bit of information and news, which is what we are all about here. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Doug, along with the talents and the help of Kara Sillen. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.